Chapter 4. The Importance of Expectancy. Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes. Matthew chapter 24, verse 46. What I say to you, I say to all. Watch. English Standard Version, stay awake. Mark chapter 13, verse 37. Can you honestly say that you are looking for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ at the moment? I don't mean to be unfair, nor do I want to impose a guilt trip on you. Most of us are understandably very busy and going about our daily duties responsibly and are simply not thinking of the second coming of Jesus. I'm not saying you should be thinking of the second coming 24 hours a day, but I'm trying to be lovingly provocative. I have a mandate to caution you that we are in very precarious times, and most don't care a bit. Have you noticed how few hymns are written nowadays that pertain to the second coming? How many sermons pertain to the need to be expectant for the second coming? How many sermons point to the coming judgment? When is the last time you heard a sermon on the subject of hell and eternal punishment, or even heard them mentioned in a sermon? The parable of the 10 virgins is an eschatological parable. It refers to the time of the end before the second coming of Jesus. This is also known as the day of the Lord. We have observed also that our parable is set in Matthew's gospel between Jesus' teaching of his second coming in chapter 24 and two other parables that refer to the final judgment in chapter 25. To restate the premise of my book, the parable of the 10 virgins is about the midnight cry prior to the second coming. The midnight cry is in two phases. One, the wake-up call, and two, the Spirit of God coming.